Hello, and welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining my Inside the Mind podcast today. Today we have a special guest, Mr. Pete Carlson. So Pete, you are a 12-year-old boy who loved the Dodgers and detective stories. Suddenly, you were being treated like a commie and accused of being one by your teacher and all your classmates. You go on an investigation, uncovering your family's past and finding out if what they have been telling you is true. You stumble upon dark secrets and you would never have expected to find. That correct?
Yup, you explained it way better than I ever could.
Great, then let's begin. We'll start with a simple question. How do you feel when everyone started to call you a commie?
Well, at first, I was just so confused. I had no idea where it was coming from and why people would call me a commie, even if my dad was one. It wasn't fair at all. I didn't even get a chance to defend myself or say anything. Not even my best friend could talk to me. The fact that they had no evidence to prove that I was a communist infuriated me. They took in all the lies without thinking.
Interesting. Next question. Were you hurt by your friend, Kat, when she started to be distant, or did you understand where she was coming from?
Well, of course I was hurt. I started to think she was believing everyone else. Slowly, I started to understand. It was hard not to listen to what everyone else was saying. Plus, I didn't figure out until later she was being forced to stay away from me. She was real sweet and understanding with everything I was going through. She could never hurt me. She was my angel.
You're a tough cookie for handling it. Now, how did you feel when you got close to figuring out your brother Bobby could actually be the informer you were looking for?
Well, when I first started to realize that Bobby could possibly be the informer, I didn't want to believe it, but I noticed how reasonable it could be. He always really hated our family and me. Don't get me wrong, I hated him too, but that didn't mean he had to think about himself and himself only. He was hard-headed and selfish, so it made sense why he would go out of his way to make a deal with someone just so he could be successful.
Well, hopefully he's improved. Anyway, you forgave Bobby for what he did, but were you able to forgive your Uncle Chris?
No way. Uncle Chris was a true communist. Not only that, but he loved it. It was his fault Bobby had done all those stupid things. It was his fault my father lost his job. It was his fault everyone called me a commie. And it was his fault my father almost went to jail. He was just like Bobby, only thinking about himself. How could I forgive someone so cruel and evil?
Understandable. When you started your investigation, did you feel like you were ever going to solve it?
At the beginning of my investigation, I started to get more questions than answers, and I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. That was until I started to really think like Sam Spade, my favorite detective. I started to look at more clues closely, recap everything, and started to feel like I was getting very close to solving the case. So at a time, yes, I felt like I wouldn't be able to solve the mystery. But a detective has to believe in themselves and keep moving forward.
Very wise words, Pete. Now, how do you think you'll use your detective skills in a career?
Well, I've actually been thinking about being a detective when I'm a bit older. I have always loved mysteries and solving crimes, and it was because of that I was able to figure out what my Uncle Chris was really trying to do. I was able to save my family from the horrible things that could have been. Now, I want to save others as well.
I wish you luck, Pete. Now, I think that's a good way to end today's podcast. Thank you for joining us, Pete.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for tuning in. Till next time on Inside the Mind.